and welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. I apologize for the delay in between podcasts this time, but I threw up my back and work was hectic, so here is the most current one. Let's start off with announcing the ER birthdays for the month of August. On August 16th, Loris Innes celebrates a birthday. Happy birthday, Laura. And on August 30th, Michael Michelle celebrates a birthday, and happy birthday, Michael. There has been a lot of ER news since we last spoke. The most shocking, for me at least, is Maura Tierney news. Maura Tierney and her husband officially divorced this past month, I believe it was. Her ex-husband was, of course, Billy Morissette, the director and actor, and they were married for 13 years, and I hope it was a nice split, if they could be nice. Okay, I know there are some Lost fans out there who also watch ER, and this might be a little interesting tidbit for you guys. ABC has announced that there's going to be a new Lost cast member. And it's going to be a possible love interest for Jack Shepard, who's played by Matthew Fox. And the actress who will be playing Jack's new supposed love interest is our favorite Elizabeth Mitchell, who of course played Kim Legaspi, who of course was famous for Carrie's Lover. Supposedly, Elizabeth plays another, and Jack falls in love with her. I don't know really how that's going to work out, but hey, as long as Jack and Kate aren't together, I don't care. And I know those of you who don't watch Lost have no idea what I'm talking about. And some Juliana Margulies news. Juliana has signed on for the Sci-Fi Channel limited series, The Lost Room. Margulies will be playing a woman whose brother possesses a key to a different dimension. So it's obviously very, very sci-fi. Some more casting news on ER's front. John Mahoney, who was on Frasier, will be playing an awesome role for an episode. He will be playing a performing drag queen, and he and his lover are in the ER, and John, I believe, is fighting over care for his lover. And so that should be interesting. I can't picture John Mahoney doing that, but it should be awesome. And also, Keith David, who was in Barbershop, will be playing a minister on ER. I think it's a small story arc, probably with Pratt, but I'm not really sure. But it's an inner city church, so that should be good. Okay, why don't we get started on the conclusion of the couples podcast? I have 5 couples I'd like to talk about this week. And the first one is Carrie and Kim, since we mentioned Miss Elizabeth Mitchell earlier. I absolutely love the Carrie and Kim relationship. For one thing, I wasn't expecting the Carrie and Kim relationship, but it was very, very welcome. I enjoyed how uncomfortable Carrie was in it, but yet she was wholeheartedly into it. I mean, she has deep, deep feelings for Kim, as would anyone else, because Kim is pretty hot. My favorite scene, and I'm sure it's everyone else's favorite scene, is when Carrie and Kim are in the ER, and everyone's working, and Kim and Carrie are having a fight, and I believe it was about Kim was a little PO'd that Carrie was keeping all of this a secret, as I'd be a little pissed off too, and Kim kissed Carrie, and everyone just stopped dead in their tracks. Abby and Jing Mei were standing there. I just remember the looks in their faces. That was awesome. I don't really like that they ended the relationship, because I was a huge fan, obviously. But since they did break up, that leads me into our next couple, which is Carrie and Sandy, which I loved Carrie and Sandy even more than Carrie and Kim, if that was possible. Sandy was a very headstrong firefighter. She, I don't want to say stereotypical lesbian, but she was very of the, not, I don't know. She was very headstrong and very tough. I guess you have to be if you're a firefighter. But, she didn't take any crap from Carrie, like, when they were first flirting and everything, which I liked. I really, and come on, Lisa Vidal is incredibly hot, too. They got really, really serious, and they moved in together, and, they decided to have some kids, and so Carrie got pregnant, and, Carrie unfortunately lost the baby, and I remember how hard that was. That was, and that moment right there, watching Carrie's face and Abby talking with her was, ugh. I still get emotional during that. And then you didn't hear much about about Carrie and Sandy. You didn't really see much of Sandy. And then, can't remember the episode title, was it NICU? When Neela and Abby were doing their obstetrics rotation, and what was it, Abby got called into a delivery room, and lo and behold, Sandy and Carrie are having a baby. It was Sandy who was giving birth, which was kind of shocking since, you know, Sandy had a high-risk job, and it wasn't mentioned before, but I remember how excited I was, and I almost said Lisa. Sandy gave birth to Henry, and then, you know, Henry, Sandy, and Carrie were a happy little family, and, you know, how proud Carrie was. Carrie was showing pictures to everyone, and then that moment happened. The moment I'm sure every single spouse of someone in the service worries about, that moment where your loved one gets hurt, and unfortunately, Sandy got hurt during a fire and died. And, that was hard, because I wanted to see them explore it more, but I also wanted to see Laura Innes' acting chops, and she's a fantastic actress. And, after Sandy died, that's when the whole custody battle with Henry happened, that we talked about earlier. But, overall, I think Carrie and Sandy are one of my favorite couples ever. And I know I've talked about this next couple a lot, so I probably won't get in much, and that is Neela and Michael. Okay, I take back the whole Carrie and Sandy favorite couple thing. Neela and Michael are my favorite couple, aside from Abby and Luke, of course. There was something about Neela and Michael together that I loved. Probably because there was innocence between both of them. They were both fairly young and fairly new to the whole medical field. And I know Neela started out with just, like, having a quick little crush and everything, and then he got sent away. But then through their letters, they developed more of a passionate relationship. And I just remember that moment. Okay, the moment I knew that Neela and Michael were meant to be together. Okay, there's two moments. Moment one was when they were in the ER dancing to Beware of the Boys by Jay-Z, featuring Punjabi MC. And number two was when Michael was getting shipped off. Neela was wearing that white winter jacket, and Michael was all dressed to the nines in his uniform. And they just lightly kissed, and Neela was crying, and he left. I knew they were gonna be together as long as Sharif Atkins' show bombed, which it did, but Hawaii was great. DVD, please. And I know I've mentioned his death, their wedding before, so I won't get much into it, but they rocked. I liked them. The next couple I didn't really like, but I know there's a lot of fans out there, is John and Kim. John and Kim kind of had a rocky relationship, if you can even call it a relationship. I guess you can, since they had a child together. It started in Darfur, I believe. See, again, I don't follow John's stories, and I don't follow Darfur's stories, so forgive me for any errors I make. Thandi Newton is a fantastic actress, so it was nice seeing her. The ER was the first thing I ever saw her in, and it was nice. John seemed to really care about her, and she kind of looked like she cared about him. She followed him to the States, so I guess they were in for the long haul, so it seemed. I mean, she got pregnant, and so John came back to the States, and like I said, she went with him, and she just seemed kind of miserable in the States, as a lot of people do. And I think that's when she saw John for who he was. Yes, he's a fantastic doctor in the field and everything, but he's also a Carter. And I can remember she was fairly pregnant, because you could see she was pregnant. And her, Jack, and John were in Gamma's Rose Garden. And I don't remember what Jack said, but Jack said something to offend her. And that moment was when I realized that their relationship wouldn't really last. And then the whole Joshua thing. When a couple lose a child, it's straining. And it was clear that they wouldn't get back together then. They separated. Kim was working with her AIDS clinic, and John went back to Darfur. And from what they've said, they still keep in contact. They might still have a casual relationship, but I don't expect anything more serious to go on about them. Okay, the next couple I was really, really, really pushing for, and it happened for a split second it happened, was Pratt and Chen. They didn't really officially get together, so I shouldn't include this. But they were together so much that they might as well have just been a couple. I really wanted them to make it official. Pratt tried really hard to get Jingmei, and she just pushed him away. Probably because she hasn't had good luck with men, you know. And, I don't know. The moment that really stands out in my mind that shows that they should have been together forever was the night that Greg went over to Jingmei's house when her father was there, and Greg or Jingmei had to decide if they wanted to be the Angel of Mercy and let her father go. And the moment where Jingmei just is sobbing and Greg is holding her, it was just a beautiful moment, and I just really wanted him to kiss her and then have sex, but I guess it would have been inappropriate. But I am very looking forward to this season to see what kind of new couples are appearing, and it looks like we're going to be getting some new couples once John Stamos joins the cast. And there's a couple new cast members, and there should be some interest in pairings. Next week, I really need help. For some reason, I am drawing a blank. Next week's podcast, or whenever I get off my butt to do it, is about funny moments in ER. I know a few of you sent in a couple of them, but I really need some more. Send any funny moments, funny lines, or quotes, even. That would be awesome. Send them to ERpodcast, that's one word, erpodcast@yahoo.com. Just anything. I mean, it could have been something scary, but you found funny. Just send it in, and I will try to mention it. So thank you for listening, and until next time.